Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, we're glad you are. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Bob Getty, Kelly Sanner. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg, the opening segment of our show every day. Sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, which is a great catering facility. Any type of event you may have, Dickey's can tailor make a plan for you and make it the best catering deal you've ever enjoyed. And it's just a great place to go eat dinner. Darren Schaefer is going to be on the show a little later. He has what must be the dream job of America. He is the CEO of VisitPensacola.com. So he lives in Pensacola, Kelly Sanner, and talks about Pensacola for a living. Now, that's what I call a gig.
That is a good gig. And, of course, the Sun Belt women's and men's basketball tournaments are being hosted by Pensacola. A new agreement between the Sun Belt and the city of Pensacola has been reached to extend that contract. So he'll be telling us about that, about what people can do to get their tickets to the tournament, whether it's single game, whether it's session, whether it's tournament, and some of the things just to do in Pensacola. So we'll look forward to talking to Darren a little bit later on.
All right, Heath Hinton's about to join us. Big Gold Nation. Golden Eagles take another whooping last night on the road. This time 70-61, I believe. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, to Troy. Trailed by 27 points with 8 minutes left to play. Did make a run toward the end, but it was too little too late. Southern Miss falls to 9-12, 4-5 in the Sun Belt, and the road miseries continue. That's the good news is the road trip is over. The bad news is the best team in the league is here tomorrow night. Heath Hinton, proprietor of Big Gold Nation, I think it's fair to say by any account, this has been a very disappointing basketball season.
It has, and with the talent that you thought the roster had, and with some of the guys they bought in and you know, haven't performed to what we thought they should. I probably haven't performed to what the coaches thought they should. It's been a tough season. They're still trying to fix it. Get on a roll here, and you can put yourself in the top, you know, 4 to 5 of the conference. It's not far out of reach. You're at home, but you're going to have to start. You have to start with Arkansas State, who is a tough leading the conference. They're just probably the best all around team in the Sun Belt. But Southern Miss 8-1 at home. They're tough at home. I just wish they were half as tough on the road as they were at home. I don't understand the road woes of this team. It seems like every game they're playing from behind early. They get down deep, except for the Louisiana game. That was a little different. But Louisiana, you know, just not very good this year. With the tournament, you guys are talking about the tournament. Doesn't matter much about the tournament if you can't win on the road. So it's just, you just want to see this team do something to kind of get that monkey off their back where they can go on and win a couple of games on the road before the tournament starts. It gives you a little hope.
Well, to be fair, the only teams really in the league that are winning on the road are Troy and Arkansas State. I mean, South Alabama went to Monroe last night. South Alabama, second in the league, and Monroe, after losing like 11 games in a row, Monroe beats South Alabama. You sure didn't see that one coming, but it was a road game for the Jags. So, again, the only teams playing worth a flip on the road are Arkansas State and Troy.
Well, here's some more bad news, I think. Southern Miss has a 2-game home set. They play Arkansas State, and then Saturday they play Georgia Southern, and then Kelly Sanner after that, they're back on the road for another 4-game road swing.
Yeah, the only time they get 4 games at home are the last 4 games of the season. But you have to wonder at that point,
what matter?
Well, yeah, what's the use? Because Heath was talking about real, and realistically, Heath, and I think you'll agree with this, if you're not in the top four or five, the odds of you winning the conference tournament and then going on to the NCAA tournament are minimal because of the number of games you would have to win back to back to back.
Yeah, you're not. It's going to be, what was it, since, I mean, UConn did it, but it's been a while back where they had to win five games in 5 days to even make the tournament. And that was UConn. It's hard going to go into a conference tournament in Pensacola and win five games in 5 days where you're going to play teams that, you know, have a day's rest on you now. You know, we've seen Southern Miss have byes and it hurt them. But I think when you're playing, you know, when you're going to play your third day, game, you know, and your third day in a row, your third game, and you're playing a team that's only played two games, that's going to make a difference at that point. So, yeah, you've got to finish in the top four or five to even have a shot, really, with the way the tournament is set up now. And if you can finish in the top two, I mean, get all the way to the semis where you have to play a game.
Yeah, but right now it looks like Arkansas State, you know, and Troy and or South Al probably have the inside track for those, you know, at this point.
And you watched the game last night, Troy. That was a physical basketball team. Seemed like that, you know, Southern Miss was having issues, and they've had issues this year with teams being physical against them, and they were ultra physical. Troy was getting a lot of calls. I think at half, Southern Miss had shot four free throws, and I think two of those were on a technical, and Troy had shot 14 free throws. So, I mean, sometimes you play those games and you don't make the shots. It's just, it's tough to win on the road.
And Troy only shot about 41%. And normally you're thinking of, you know, 46 to 47 would be a good number that you'd want to shoot for literally and figuratively. They only made it to about 41, but the Eagles shot less than that, you know, even on the road. And one of the things that concerns me, Bob, is early in the season, remember the Eagles would get down in the first half, you know, 15, 20, 25 points. They would trail at half. Even though they would play better in the second half, the hole was just too deep for them to get out of. I thought they had finally cleared that hurdle, but then a miserable first half last night again against Troy. And it's just too late. I mean, like I say, they made a run at the end, but the hole was too deep.
All right, Heath, I'm going to hold you over to talk a little bit of baseball, but I'm going to throw a curveball at you right now, no pun intended. I want you to, after all the hoopla of the new football coach coming in, what do you make of the media blackout that Charles Huff has imposed on Mississippi media? To my knowledge, he has not spoken to one reporter in the state of Mississippi since he got here.
No, not one. I know he's done a couple of national, but no local. And it's not like Southern Miss has a lot of us local media guys, but you know, you'd like to be able to maybe talk to him, get an idea of what he's expecting from his end. I mean, that's a big deal. You don't know what this coach is like from a media aspect until you actually get to talk to him. So that's one of the big things. You don't know what he's going to be like as far as interviews, what's he, you know. You got to get an idea about a coach. You kind of, working with coaches for a while, you knew what Will Hall was like. You know, you got an idea of that. You know what Jay Hopp was like. So it was... We don't have any idea right now.
Well, let's be honest.
It's hard.
Yeah, every Southern Miss coach is accessible to the state news. And I'm not just talking about this show. I'm talking about the state news media. Every coach at Southern Miss is accessible to the state news media except the new football coach.
Yeah.
And it sounds kind of – it sounds really stupid. I get it. But it's a shame that Will Hall didn't win any football games.
No, it is. Well, look, Kelly, in all seriousness, though, would you not agree that's part of being a head football coach?
Oh, I agree. I agree. But and I got to tell you, going back to, I mean, the first coach that I covered was Jim Carmody in his first year here. And, you know, well, Big Nasty was Big Nasty for a reason, but even he would do interviews.
Even he would talk to the media.
Will Hall was the best football coach, period, that I've ever worked with.
No question.
You know, he never shied away from the questions, always, you know, answered them, took blame. I just hate that he didn't win any games, which is obviously pretty important.
Well, because of this blackout, you really know very little or nothing about the players that have come here. Very little or nothing about the coaches that have come here. Certainly you don't know anything about him. And I don't know, Heath. I just don't find that a good sign. And I know what some people, listening to this are going to say.
Here we go.
Who cares? Who cares if he talks to the media?
If they
win. Just win games.
Yeah.
But no, you're wrong if you say that, because that is part of being a head football coach.
Well, you just, the fans, people on my board want to, you know, they want to, they have questions, and it's not like they're hard questions or anything like that, but people want to hear from him and hear it locally from him, and I think he'll end up doing them. I just think maybe he's had a lot going on right now, but it would be nice to hear from some local guys talking to him, so yeah.
Right.
Just to answer the questions that we have issues about from a local aspect.
And I want to emphasize, this is not the school. The school has made the school has made an effort to get him on this show and other programs. I know that I'm what I'm talking about. The school has made an effort. It's the coach that doesn't do it.
And it's not that we have to sit by a campfire on the beach with the guitars and sing Kumbaya.
No.
Right? I mean, if you want to think we're jerks and do it, that's fine. You wouldn't be the first, and you certainly won't be the last. We just have some questions. That's
all. Has anybody
all.
Ever said that about you?
That I'm a jerk?
That you're a jerk? I've never heard that before.
You know, those little
number things at Baskin and Robbins? Yeah. You got to take a number to call me a jerk. They're lined up for miles.
We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, this segment is sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, campusbookmart.net, where you can get all your Southern Miss apparel. Tell Miss Kathleen that Kelly Sanders said hello. That'll mean a lot to her.
And she'll say, yeah, the five X's are over there in the corner.
You can shop them online at campusbookmart.net, or you can call them. Tell her what you're looking for, and Miss Kathleen will mail it right to your front door.
And we know that we have a lot of, from the podcast downloads, we know we have a lot of Eagle fans across the country.
Right. That's how they can get their apparel.
Yeah. And it works out perfectly for them.
Campusbookmart.net. And if you got something you want to say to Kelly Sanders, KellySanders.net. Is that, no, that's not right, is it? What was your email address again? You want to throw that out there?
No, that's all I would need is to have people get my email address. Yeah.
Heath Hinton from Big Old Nations on the show. And before we let you go, we're 18 days away from the opening of baseball season, and we talk to the coaches all the time, and players, and we sense a lot of optimism and a lot of reason to be optimistic, Heath. I think this is going to be a team that may hit a few rough spots in the first couple of weeks for two reasons. The difficulty of the non-conference schedule is out of the roof. And you got a lot of young, really talented arms that I can just tell all the fans now, whether it's Mississippi State, Louisiana Tech, it doesn't matter. Oz is going to pitch a lot of young kids early in the season to get them ready. But once all that gets under their belt, I think this team has the potential to go to Omaha, Heath.
Well, yeah. I mean, you look at last season, how many guys did he have to replace in the field, and they still won 40-plus and made it to a regional final. I mean, come on, that was an incredible job. This year he's got seven people returning in the field. He's got a bunch, he's got pitchers back. You look at Colby Allen, J.B. Middleton, those guys, they look good early. And then all the young guys, you've got to think that there's a lot of hope for this team. And, man, I'm excited about baseball this year. I'm excited to watch them. I'm excited to watch their development. Young guys like or guys that are coming in, like Joey Urban, you know, some of those guys, what are they going to do? You know, this guy was a Big East Freshman of the Year a couple years ago. He'd forgotten how to play baseball, so he's going to be coming in making an impact. Monastero, I expect big things from him, Pato in right field. You look at Gillespie, what he did in the second half of the season. Talk about Russo, a fan favorite, especially in the postseason, the way he plays. Lawson at catcher, you're hearing really good things about him and Stockton. Mm-hmm. This could be a fun season this year. Yeah. And, you know, talking to Coach Oz and talking to the players, it's you can tell they have a little bit of that, they feel it a lot different than last year, so to speak. Right.
I think, guys, and Kelly, you can jump in here. I think Davis Gillespie is probably the most underappreciated overall player on the team. I think the kid is a beast.
Well, he's from Birmingham, first of all, so he doesn't have a lot of local, you know, people here that would know him necessarily. But the fact that he got invited to play in the Cape, you know, the Cape is the league that everybody that's going to be drafted or they think is going to be drafted winds up playing summer ball. And he got invited to the Cape and had a really good season. You know, there's such good baseball players at all levels in Mississippi. Lots of times, and I was just in Ocala, Florida last weekend watching Florida junior college baseball teams. And people, you know, ask me all the time, the junior college players fundamentally can do the same things that the D1 players can do. Here's the difference. And when you look at this Southern Miss team, it is clear the D1 players and the JUCO players might be able to field a ball, catch a ball, throw a ball. The biggest difference is literally being big.
Have you seen these guys?
They are massive.
They're huge.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the difference. And obviously the bigger, more powerful guys are going to be able to take it deep for you. You know, are going to be able to hit it hard, those sorts of things. Yeah, this Southern Miss, I think this is the biggest, physically biggest team. You know, Ozzie Pratt may be the only. But he's a shortstop, right?
And he still don't like Oxford.
Yeah, yeah. And that's okay. The most important thing.
Of course.
But these guys, Makovica, whatever he's feeding them or has them, they are just huge. They almost look like linebackers on the football
they're
team.
They're really big.
Yeah.
They're really big and strong looking, Heath.
They are. And, you know, you're right, Coach Mack, whatever he's doing, doing a great job, and he keeps them from injury. Working and does a good job of getting them back when they got little dings and injuries like that. Big teams. But you also look back in the day, I want to say, 2011, 2012, when Southern Miss would play a SEC team, and Southern Miss was always really good, but you look at the size difference. Now you look at the size difference, there is no difference.
Right.
Southern Miss is as big as any team that walks out in the field, and that's a process of recruiting, the recruiting and also player development, which we're seeing under Coach Oz, and started. Right. And Coach Berry did a good job of it, and now Coach Oz continued that with Coach Mack. I mean, this is a very when this team walks out in the field, you go, okay, that's a top 15 program in the nation right there.
They used to say, the old expression, they look good getting off the bus, and that would be this team. Kelly, I know you have a son that played college baseball, went through the surgery thing. I was reading about Matt Adams last night, and a lot of expectations for this kid. He suffered a really severe elbow injury. But in today's medicine, can they really physically repair these arm injuries and these kids go back to the form they were before?
That the second part of it, I doubt. Now, they'll say, when they have these surgeries, they'll come back better than they were before. No, they're not going to be as good as they were before. God is the great physician. He made the body the way that it was made. When something like that goes wrong, let's say anything is possible. But I'd say 90% of those athletes, now, they can come almost to where they were.
That's what I was going to say. How close can they get back?
And lots of times, Bob, you'll see pitchers changing their approaches. I remember Frank Tanana years ago with the Angels, and then he was a hard-throwing lefty, arm blew out, reworked his entire pitching mechanics, and became a finesse pitcher after that. So pitchers have got to kind of change the way that they approach the game. But to answer your question directly, it can happen, but it rarely does. And they're never going to be better than they were before. Okay. Never.
All right. Give us, before we let you go, Heath, give us your Heath Hinton opinion of who your starting three weekend pitchers are.
I think Colby's one of them. JB's the other. And, man, that third one I'm not so sure about. I know they've got a lot of guys in there, like Drake Meeks could be one. This is a guy that's throwing 98-plus. Sibley could be one. Matt Adams could be one. I know he wants a lefty in there. There's a plethora of guys that could fill that spot, maybe one of these young freshmen that are coming in. But whatever they do, they're going to have a good pitching staff, and they're going to have power arms in that pitching staff. And, I'm excited. Baseball's almost here. Best time of the year besides Christmas. Baseball season, we all know it, and it's time to start.
Did Heath just use the word plethora on the air?
Did he say that?
I think he did.
Heath, that's an FCC violation, Heath. The commissioner will be in touch with you soon.
I am sorry. I'm just trying to expand my vocabulary a little bit.
Yeah, but the FCC says you're not supposed to use words you can't spell.
You went to school in Jones County and using words like that?
Yeah.
Man, I'm impressed, Heath.
Good for you.
Hey.
Yeah.
I try my best, guys. Y'all, hey, y'all have a wonderful, make sure to, you know, I appreciate, by the way, the segment, I appreciate Campus Bookmark because Omar the Tent Maker, they make good clothes.
All right, real quick, I'm going to ask you both a question. I want you both to answer it. I'll start with you, Heath. Let's start with Kelly, and then we'll have our guest last. Are you concerned by the fact that they have no returning weekend starter from last year?
No.
Heath?
Nope.
Nope. All right. That sums it up, guys. Nobody's concerned. I like it.
Southern Miss, they don't rebuild. They just reload.
Yep.
It's a tremendous program, isn't it?
But look at Heath, I wish this was television. You could see Bob grinning over here like it's Christmas morning. You know?
I'm ready to win, Heath.
Did you see what Colby did in that regional against Indiana? That was an impressive start, and he shut that team down, and they could hit.
Yeah, them Indiana boys hadn't recovered from that second game yet. They thought they was all big and bad, and they didn't know that sometimes our team will start out a little slow, and then they seem to get real pissed off if they get embarrassed.
And I heard that recruiting is going really well, that some of the Tennessee players from last year, their children have committed to us already. They're 16-year-old kids.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Even though the dads are still on Tennessee's
right,
roster.
Yeah. Yeah. 30-year-old men playing baseball is amazing.
Right. Well, I hear they got a couple pitchers that may just – transition into Social Security from playing for Tennessee.
They said as long as they don't have to be drug tested or, you know.
Yeah, exactly right.
They're good.
Yeah. All right, Heath, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Y'all have a good one, fellas.
Heath Hinton, everybody, Big Old Nation. When we come back, we're going to talk to a man that I want to change jobs with. He's the CEO of VisitPensacola.com, one of the greatest towns in America, Pensacola, Florida. And it's all about the tournament. And you say they have renewed that contract, Kelly?
5 more years.
Is that right?
And so we're going to talk with him about that and some things to do in Pensacola, some things that he thinks that everybody that's going to Pensacola for the tournament should do. And at this point, we're hoping we're, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, I like the setting in Montgomery downtown, but I've never understood why they didn't try to get both tournaments in the same city. And we're better than Pensacola at the Wahoo Stadium.
Yeah, and really, when you look at it, we're pretty lucky because you could be at Marshall or ODU or JMU and have to come all the way down there. It's, what, 3.5 hours for us at the most?
About three.
Yeah.
Probably not that much.
Yeah, so we're sitting good.
We're going to talk to Darren Schaefer next on the Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, I want to thank Heath Hinton for joining us, owner and proprietor of Big Gold Nation. This segment of the show is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill. That's right there in the shadow of the Rock, and it is a great place. Best sports bar in Hattiesburg. Best place for you to go enjoy good food, good drinks, a lot of camaraderie, great Southern Miss memorabilia everywhere. And the big games are always on the TV at 4th Street Bar and Grill. Also want to thank Mobay Beignet Company. That's the official beignet store of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. They cook the beignets when you order them. They're better. Yes, they are. They're better than the beignets in New Orleans. They're bigger. They're fresher. They're better. They have great coffees, great desserts, a wonderful place, 2902 Hardy Street, Hattiesburg. Darren Schaefer is the CEO of VisitPensacola.com. That must be tough. And we've got him on the show. Pensacola loves the Sunbelt basketball tournament. Darren, we got one coming, and it looks like it's going to be there for a while to come.
Well, we sure do. It's a great tournament, and the community really has embraced it. And you're right. We just extended the contract with the Sunbelt Conference for another 5 years to host the tournament at the Pensacola Bay Center in downtown Pensacola.
So you're going to have the women's and men's tournaments there, yes?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, the Sunbelt Conference has grown up to 14 teams. So we have 14 men's teams and 14 women's teams. Each day, the women play usually the earlier games, 11:30 and 2, and then the men's games are later in the day, 5 and 7:30.
Now, some of these tournaments, Darren, to let our fans know, sometimes you buy a ticket that'll take care of, like, a session, meaning the late afternoon session or the early evening session. Break it down as to how people can get tickets, single game tickets, sessions, tournament passes. What will be available to all the fans in the Sun Belt?
Yeah, you can get both through they use Ticketmaster, and so there are links at the sunbeltsports.org website. But we also encourage people to take advantage of our website. Visit Pensacola.com/Sunbelt, and all that information there in connection to the tickets. Tickets are really reasonable. I mean, there's tickets for a session that start at $10, and then even as you get closer to the floor, and there are even something called a bracket bar, you're in the $45, $50 range, and so that includes some beverages and some snacks. And you're right. Those tickets are for a session, so it's for two games.
Now we're talking when you're talking about the beverages and snacks and all that. tell me about how the businesses in Pensacola have partnered with not only visitpensacola.com, but the Sunbelt as well, hotels, restaurants, et cetera.
So, yeah, we have, a tournament like this not only brings in the teams, but you have the bands and the spirit teams that come out as well now. So it really has a big impact on the community. So our restaurants and our hotels really are excited to welcome the fan base, the alumni, to come in and be part of the tournament experience. So it really has spread. Our downtown area, where the Bay Center is a great place for restaurants, nightlife, shopping, right there on the water. So, it's an elimination tournament, but no one really loses when you get to spend a few extra days in Pensacola.
When you guys decided to approach the Sun Belt about extending that contract by 5 years, you had to have some research or marketing data that would tell you the economic impact that it has on your local area. Can you tell us about any of that you're comfortable with sharing?
I don't have the exact numbers in front of us,
okay.
But I know that over 8,000 room nights are generated by this tournament last year, generating millions of dollars in economic impact, like I said, through the hotels and the restaurants and the attractions. So it's valuable in that regard. And, of course, the Sun Belt Conference includes a lot of the communities that are, regular travelers to Northwest Florida and to the Pensacola area. So it really has increased the awareness of Pensacola and what it has to offer. Because there's also, with a tournament like this, comes some TV coverage and radio coverage. So it's been great visibility and exposure for the community.
Bob, it's just a shame that the tournament is in early March, because had it been last week, you could have done something that nobody's ever done, and that's snow ski in Pensacola.
You could have built a snowman on the beach. Yeah, unbelievable. How much snow did y'all get there, Darren?
Truly a special week last week, and you know, a lot of the residents really enjoyed the experience. I'm originally from Wisconsin, so I just felt like I was back up north, back home. But it was special. Maybe once every 100 years.
How much snow did they get in Pensacola, Darren?
I had 7.5 inches in my backyard, but on average is around 9 inches.
That's insane, isn't it?
Because they don't, well, and it's not their fault. They don't know how to deal with it either. They just have to wait for it to melt.
Has there ever been that much snow in Pensacola before?
This is the record. No, nothing like this ever before. You know, our mayor did a great job. He got some snow plows to come down from Atlanta, knowing this was coming in. So we were able to clear off the major roads for, you know, emergency situations, encourage a lot of our residents to stay home, stay off the roads, because it's you get the snow off and the sun comes out and melts it off pretty good. But a lot of people aren't so used to driving in that, and at night it cools off and you know, we get a little bit of ice. So it's just a few days of just being careful, and now we're like it never happened.
Darren, my wife and I used to come down every year for the baseball tournament that they would have there at the Blue Wahoo Stadium, and I know we watched Southern Miss play Ohio State and Auburn, and I want to say Michigan State. It was a great tournament. That's an incredibly nice venue. And I know that that tournament ended, and you may not have an answer to this. I don't mean to throw a curveball at you, but has there been any discussion about moving the baseball tournament of the Sun Belt Conference into Pensacola as well to match up with the basketball tournament?
You know, we would love to do that, and I know we've talked with Commissioner Gill about that, and, you know, there's a little bit of coordination that has to be done with Major League Baseball in the stadiums. I know that we're competing with other teams or other stadiums that actually play in the same league as the Wahoos, and so we weren't able to put anything together this last go around, but it is definitely something we would love to bring to the Pensacola area. And truly, that stadium is a great venue to watch baseball.
And awesome, yeah. And no disrespect to the city of Montgomery, Alabama, but I mean, I don't think there would be. I think people in Montgomery would even say Pensacola would be a better venue.
Well, it's a beautiful baseball stadium. It's right on the bay. It's in walking distance of downtown Pensacola, where Darren is talking about the restaurants and the nightlife and all. I don't know. I got to tell you, Darren, I just couldn't think of a better place to have a baseball tournament in the late spring than in beautiful Pensacola, Florida.
Yeah, that's really like a great time of the year to be in Pensacola. I love the spring months, April into May. Of course, our fall, you're talking late September, October, early November. Perfect time. You know, the weather's great, and crowds have thinned out a little bit. I mean, those are two great times to be in Pensacola.
Not to mention, Kelly, and this will be right down your alley.
Spring break?
No. Oh. That was decades ago for you, my friend. He's talking to you off the air like he's like some 25-year-old. Trust me, Darren, he's not. There's some pretty good seafood down there, oysters and shrimp and fish.
Well, if I see food, I eat it.
Yeah, well, seafood is as good there as it is anywhere in the world. All right, Darren, how can people hook up, get ready for the tournament, buy tickets, get hotel rooms? What advice have you got?
Well, let's get it on the calendar, right? It starts Tuesday, March 4th. That's the first game. The championship game is Monday, March 10th. It's at the Pensacola Bay Center in downtown Pensacola. That's Saturday, the 8th. There's a fan fest and a dribble drive for the kids. So if you have children ages 3 through 12, they can register for free to get a shirt and a basketball and two free tickets to that afternoon's games, which is the women's quarterfinals. And it's available for the first 750 kids to register. So it's a fun way to get the entire family involved. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster. You can get that information at visitpensacola.com/Sunbelt. We have information on all that. And, you know, there's a couple other things going on. I mean, that is just the weekend before the very start. That's Mardi Gras. So if you come in early, you can take advantage of the big parades that happen Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and then those are downtown Pensacola, and then Sunday they're out at Pensacola Beach. We also have a big sailing event going on. It's called Foiling Week. It's the latest technology in boats. They get up on the fins. If you ever watch the America's Cup, that's the latest technology. And then that Saturday, again, March 8th, is the famous McGuire's 5K prediction run. So you predict your time, and the closest to the prediction wins. It's the largest in the United States, and it's mostly a 5K run, but it's really a party.
All right, my friend, thank you very much. And if you ever get sick of that job down there, throw my name in the ring. Will you please, Darren?
I promise.
Darren Schaefer, everybody, CEO of Visit Pensacola.com. I'll get it out. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Kelly says some funny stuff. Off
well,
the air.
Well, now, wait a minute now.
We'll be down there over the weekend.
Pensacola?
Yeah, in a beach chair watching the waves come in.
Well, now, wait a minute. Only long enough until you have to go to the game.
Of course.
Yeah. You're a big fan of Pensacola, aren't you?
I love Pensacola. That's a really, really neat place. DBAT sponsors this segment of the show. DBAT on Hardy Street, state-of-the-art baseball softball training run by the great Luke Reynolds. Kelly, how important would it be if you had a child in your family that aspires to have a really good baseball season to be taking them to DBAT about right now?
Well, that's what you should do, because these parents who want to pave the way for their kids by paying off the coach and yelling at the coach, that'll only work until they get to high school.
Right.
And then, God forbid, kids earn their positions. That would be the place to get them started and let the people work with them without your interference as a parent. Just pay the bill and move on.
Remember Coach Robichaud at Louisiana?
Yeah.
One of the greatest interviews we ever did, and he said that when kids started showing up with all their travel bags and all their travel bats and stuff, he immediately put them on the bench. And one came up to him one day, and he was apparently a big travel baseball star. And he said, "So, Coach, when are we going to talk about my walk-up music?" That was the wrong thing to ask Coach Robichaud. He said something, and I'll clean it up. You don't need to worry about any blank, blank, blank walk-up music, because your blank-blank is going to be sitting on the bench right by me. So.
Yeah, you might want to figure out what your sit-down music is going to be. But that's more the norm nowadays. I remember I was at a junior college game, and a young man had struck out swinging, but it wasn't 2 minutes later that same kid, now the game's going on, right, that kid who struck out came up to the press box and told the audio person, "That was the wrong song. You played the wrong song." And look, we're old guys. We admit that. But I was thinking the same thing. I'm going, dude, if you would focus as much on your hitting as you would on what your walk-up music is.
Now, you told me one time, did I hear you right, that even in Little League, in the little guys, little
yes.
bitty guys playing, the moms will show up with boom boxes and play the walk-up song when their eight-year-old comes up to bat.
Not only that now, Bob, it's gotten to the point where they'll have a professional voice of some kind, or maybe a dad that's, you know, good with that kind of stuff will say,
no.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
Now batting number eight, Joey. And, you know, the parents just, and I'm just sitting here. Well, I have been a long proponent of these travel tournaments that leave the boom boxes because it's distracting. The fields are all like together lots of times, side by side.
Yeah.
And you're trying to work with your kids on and the other. The field next to you is playing all these music, this music in between innings, and next up to bat, you know, and it gets confusing.
7 and 8 year olds.
Yes, and mostly older, but still, that's when it is starting. Many times, the biggest complaint that a lot of high school baseball coaches have now, is because most of them are public institutions, they're limited by budgets, they don't have a lot of money. They'll say that kids and parents get upset when they're given their high school uniform because they say they're cheap and flimsy compared to the travel ball uniforms that they had been wearing when they were 8 and 9 and 10 years old.
And everybody gets a ring, right?
It doesn't matter. Now, it used to be the first and second place team would get a little something. Well, now, let's say there's a 16-team tournament. Okay, they'll have pool play. They'll, instead of 1 and 2 and the other 14 walking away with nothing, they'll break them up into pods after the one day. So you'll be in pod 1, pod 2, pod 3, or pod 4, where there's then only four teams. So you could be 13, 14, 15, and 16 in the seeding. But on Sunday, you would play in that pod. And if you won, now you were playing the worst teams in the tournament. You were one of them, right? But if you finished first or second in that pod, you'd win something.
You know, my father would have made me give it back. He would have told me, you didn't deserve this. You're not getting this.
Well, one of the Pittsburgh Steelers, James Harrison, do you remember him?
He did that.
Yeah, he sure did. His son played.
He was a monster.
Yeah, well, who's going to say anything to James Harrison?
Not the coach.
No. He said, you didn't win?
But no, I remember that. You're exactly right.
He gave it to the cat or the dog in the cat box or something, though.
All right, don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. You can hear this nonsense all over again at Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. All right, Kelly, it's almost unfair that the basketball team has to get back on the floor tomorrow night.
Well, it's because of the snowstorm, you know, last week. And like I say, taking on number one Arkansas State. Now, the Eagles, you know, Heath mentioned it earlier, the Eagles are pretty tough at home. They did lose to Marshall earlier this year, but Arkansas State, man, they're really good. I mean, they're experienced.
We wish them luck.
And we're going to have the voice of Arkansas State on tomorrow to talk a little bit. We're going to have, you know, effort to get John Stewart, the track coach, on at Southern Miss.
Absolutely.
I mean, the track team is off to a great start.
The most underappreciated coach on the Southern Miss athletic staff, John Stewart.
I would agree. And we've reached out to Swayze Bozeman, former Golden Eagle, who's going to be playing.
He plays for the Cheats.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I'll make sure that I don't say that on the air.
I've seen Swayze Bozeman. I'm not saying anything.
We'll call him whatever he wants us to call him.
Mr. Bozeman. How's that sound?
But we're working on some great guests per usual. And I know we got a special opening day 2-hour show coming up on opening day for baseball.
It's been confirmed our co-host will be, for the third consecutive year,
not Hill Denson.
The one and only Hill Denson.
Oh, boy.
I interrupted his gizzard lunch yesterday to invite him.
Well, I'm going to have to be sick that day. He's not a big fan of mine. So.
Well, he loves you, Kelly.
Because I'm so stupid. That's why.
Southern Miss.
To the top. Slipping into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.